Though most of the world is unaware, two world powers are fighting for the Mediterranean Sea. Understand what your Bible says about this strategic struggle between mighty kings. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Today, the power who gets control of the Mediterranean Sea is going to rule the Middle East. And Iran will have two big allies, nations. They're located on the Mediterranean Sea in Africa. Libya, already an ally of the King of the South, Iran, and they will soon be allied with Egypt. They are probably within months going to be an ally of Iran, and that's going to give them even more power on the Red Sea. If you will look at a map that we have, you'll see that very clearly. So Iran has today the control of the Red Sea, and they want very much to get control of the Mediterranean Sea, so they will also have full control of the Suez Canal, and they will have that when Egypt allies with them. But they want more than that. They want control of the Mediterranean Sea. This has always been something really important. If you look at your history, if you're in a war in that part of the world and you have control of the Mediterranean, well, you usually win. That's how important it is. There's going to be some tribulation coming that we're all going to have to see. And that's all just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And all of this that I'm talking to you about is going to lead directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. With God's truth, we can prove all of this and bring real joy and rejoicing into our lives because of this good news that is coming. And this is a very negative world. Good news is what we need to hear, in particular, at this time in our history. The Apostle Paul was also very familiar with the Mediterranean Sea. He covered a lot of it himself in warning Rome and the world about what was coming upon us. And he became a prisoner in Rome by speaking what I'm speaking to you today, the very truth of God. It got him in prison, and while he was there, they beheaded him. They killed the Apostle Paul right there on the Mediterranean Sea in Italy. Now, of course, Rome ruled over the Mediterranean Sea at that time, but Paul was warning them and telling them about God's way of life and God's truth. In 2 Timothy 4, he urged Timothy to arrive in Rome before winter with a warm coat and some of his scriptures. That's in 2 Timothy 4. So this is Paul's last letter, and here he was traveling on the Mediterranean Sea when he got into real trouble and was beheaded in Rome. If you look at a map that we'll have on the screen, you'll see that the northern part of Africa is located on the Mediterranean Sea, and that is Libya and Egypt. So Iran has control of the Red Sea now, and they're fighting to get control of the Mediterranean Sea. Now, what is that going to do with this in this world today? When you look at it closely, there's a lot there for us to understand, but Libya and Egypt is prophesied. Those nations that still have those names, and they're right there on the Mediterranean Sea, and it certainly empowers Iran, the King of the South, quite a lot. And Iran also has terrorist proxies like the Houthis, and here's what they say. Mediterranean shipping is fair game. Iran is expanding its terrorist arm into the Mediterranean, and Germany is already part of NATO and the Mediterranean Sea. So where is that going to lead? When you look at this, Germany really has a geostrategic vision, and they've had it for a long time, and they certainly are into a lot of warfare, having started two world wars and many others before that. But here we have Germany, where if you look into their history, you know it is very central to their thinking that the Mediterranean must be a top priority and they must control it. And you can see that in their history. And right now, there is a war between Iran and Germany for the control of the Mediterranean Sea. That would be Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. But all of this is going to lead right into the Ten Kings that we talk about so much. The Ten Kings of the Holy Roman Empire that are going to get control of the Middle East because they get control of the Mediterranean Sea. It has a lot to do with it. This is a report from a newspaper. Iran is building drone and missile factories deep in Yemen. The Kuwait-based Al Jarida newspaper reported on Monday. This could lay the groundwork for a long-term threat to shipping from the Houthis, who have also pledged to target the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, Iran is about to get the nuclear bombs anytime in a few weeks or months. It will happen, maybe even sooner than that. They're talking like it's very, very close. And here, they're going to be facing another power that has nuclear bombs. So what is going to happen here? If you look at this closely, you can see that Germany is doing something about this that the world doesn't really understand. They keep it secret. And I'll show you a scripture in a moment where they are in an underground or an abyss. That's the way they operate. Now they're coming more and more out in the open because of their power. But if you look at what they're doing today, they're allying themselves with what is called the moderate Arabs. And that gives them all help to each other against Iran, which really is a nation that has control of the Middle East at this time, more than anybody else for sure, right now. But God gives us many warnings about all of this. It says here in one of our articles about the news, it says, in conjunction with the threat of the Yemeni Houthi, Ansar Allah group to expand its targeting of ships to include the Mediterranean Sea. Now here they're thinking about heading into the Mediterranean Sea to get control of it, of course, as part of what is called the fourth stage of escalation. A high-ranking source in the Quds force, the external arm of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, revealed that Tehran has finally handed over advanced missiles and drones for the Yemeni group allied with it. He also sent hundreds of military experts to help the Houthis in the use of these weapons, how to use them. It's all being done back in the mountains where you can't easily get to them, and they can fire their missiles and their drones and everything else, and it's really very hard to stop it. So the Yemeni Houthi terror group announced May 3rd they will begin targeting Israel-bound ships in the eastern Mediterranean in what they call their fourth phase of escalation. So here you have these people really getting prepared for some serious war. And they're going to get that in the Mediterranean Sea. You can be sure of it. A lot more than they've gotten already in the Red Sea, but they essentially control the Red Sea along with Iran. So this is all going to be difficult. But I want to show you something, and we need to look at a little bit of Germany's history to understand what they think and what they're doing in the Mediterranean Sea and have been doing for some 21 years at least. So Let's go back into that history, and I want to give you a quote here from what was the president of the EU at that time. And he had this to say in 2003, he said, "But in the long run, Balkans belong strictly to the EU." Now, this is after they had the war for two states in the Balkans. Germany announced that, and it caused a civil war in the Balkans. And so Germany wanted to very much to control the Balkans, and so they really got the U.S. to use 75% of the power to conquer the Balkans for Germany. After that, this president says, "But in the long run, Balkans belong strictly to the EU." Now, this is the Holy Roman Empire talking, really, the 10 kings that are about to come. And here, Germany is boasting because they now control it, and it was our power that made it happen. And at first, the U.S. was very much against that, but then they caved in to Germany, just like the UN did and the rest of Europe. Germany already is back and with power, but they don't talk about it too much until lately they're letting everybody know more about it, because many Europeans want them to be powerful. Mr. Prodi also said, he went on to add that an EU policy for the Mediterranean area was in the making. Oh, it's in the making, and that was 21 years ago. And they were making it all happen that they were getting control of the Mediterranean Sea. Well, we have this map we'll show you, but if you look at the map of the Balkans there, Germany recognized Slovenia and Croatia, and that brought about a civil war there over the Serbs mainly, or what was before that, the Yugoslavia. Now they've got control of all the Balkans there, and there was something else that they wanted very badly, that they needed to fulfill their vision. Notice there on the map, it talks about the coming out of Italy and the Balkans, the Adriatic Sea, and that leads right out into the Mediterranean Sea. So you can see why they're there and why they wanted the Balkans. This is a great world vision they have, just as they've had in the past. This is going to be what the seventh head and the last head of the Holy Roman Empire is going to be doing from now on. And it's going to shock the world when they see how much power they really have, and nuclear bombs on top of that. So, this takes them right out into the Mediterranean Sea. But then notice what we wrote about that. If Malta joined the EU, it would become a gateway. Oh yeah, a big gateway, a sea gate, the mighty one and the best one in the world. For Europe, Malta has been described as a springboard to the whole Mediterranean region, and especially to the African and Middle Eastern shores. Yes, on the African shores where there are two big nations allied with Iran. Egypt hasn't quite got there yet, but they will very soon. You'll see that in prophecy, Bible prophecy. And you need to believe it, because it's going to happen just like we promised it would with Libya. And it already has there. So this is going to give them quite a lot of power. That is, Iran will have quite a lot of power because of those two nations and also their control of the Red Sea. And when they get control of Egypt also is on the Red Sea. One side of it is on the Red Sea, and that's where the Suez Canal is. And that's going to be something very valuable to Iran as soon as they ally themselves with Egypt. Now, this is all prophecy, and we've been prophesying this for over 50 years to everybody, the whole world. Malta is now an EU member, so that means Malta really gives them a lot of control over the Mediterranean Sea, and you can see that on a map we'll have for you. But I also mentioned about Cyprus. they're going to figure very prominently in the power of Germany at taking over the Mediterranean Sea, because they control the economy of Cyprus. And Cyprus is just a few miles from Iran and Jerusalem. So that is another important strategic interest that Germany has, and most people don't even know much about this. Germany is getting control, along with the Holy Roman Empire, the Mediterranean Sea that they have ruled throughout history almost. They didn't in the finally in World War II. It ended with them losing those parts of the world as they're with their military. Anyhow, that you can see what a strategy they have, and that's this is building the seventh head of the Holy Roman Empire. Here's what Herbert Armstrong said in 1956. I'll just paraphrase it. This is all explained and right there in Revelation 17. I'll try to get to some of it if I have time. What he wrote, Herbert Armstrong, was written in 1956, and that's over 60 years ago. And he was telling you that this was going to happen, much of it very specifically. So even a strong man is coming on the scene to really rule over the Holy Roman Empire. Here is another quote from Herbert Armstrong. He said, "What the world does not realize is that undercover, secret planning is proceeding furiously, uncovered by the news media and unknown by the public." See, here's a third world superpower rising on the world scene, and the people really know very little about it. The public knows very little about it. They had these great four world ruling empires that Daniel and Revelation talk about. And the fourth one was Rome. And now after Rome fell, the first Holy Roman Empire was established. And now we've had six of them since that time, about close to 1,500 years. And now the seventh one is coming on the scene with 10 kings that we have been prophesying literally for over 75 years. And you see it all coming to pass. And when it was first prophesied, people scoffed, but they don't anymore. They don't do that anymore. So if you want to know more about that, write for our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy, and it'll explain all of that to you. Now let me show you here something in Daniel. In Daniel 11 and verse 40, it says, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind." This is at the time of the end. This is for the end time. Notice and ask yourself, well, do I believe this? I hope you do, because every word of it's going to be fulfilled. And we've been talking about that for many years. But anyhow, the king of the north shall come against him, that is Iran, and the king of the south, and this is Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land. That's peacefully entering into the glorious land or Jerusalem, and they're going to be betrayed. That's what's going to happen if they don't listen and heed God's message. "And many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand." Then verse 42 says here, "He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape." You're going to see that in a short time. Just watch, and you're going to see it become an ally of Iran. That's what your Bible says. It's going to happen, and you need to really watch that closely. These are prophecies being fulfilled before our eyes today. Verse 43 says, "But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. So they're going to get control of Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. They haven't gotten control of Ethiopia yet, but they're close to it as well. You'll see that happen also. You'll see here, if you go ahead in verse 45, this comes to an end, and nothing is going to help this powerful Holy Roman Empire. In Revelation 17 and verse 8, it talks about the beast that you saw was and is not. It just went underground and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Went underground, went into that abyss, talking about here. And then verse 10, it says, here's where Herbert Armstrong came on the scene. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is. Well, yeah, five of the Holy Roman Empires are fallen. And Herbert Armstrong was talking about the sixth one coming on the scene, and it did. And it goes on to say, Mr. Armstrong coming on the scene began to understand all of these prophecies, and the other is not yet come, but it is rising now. In other words, that final Holy Roman Empire is coming on the scene and has already done that. And you can almost see it fulfilled totally right now, because those kings are about to solidify their power and let one strong man of Europe rule over the Holy Roman Empire, and they are going to become a superpower before our eyes. And notice what happens. Verse 12, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. It's a very short time. And they're going to clash with Russia and China. And there's more about that you can understand from our booklet on the China and Russia in prophecy. Verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. This is like, again, the Apostle Paul was talking about these many of these prophecies and warning them at that time, but because he spoke the truth, they wanted to kill him, and they did. And God allowed it as a witness against them. But think about this. Jesus Christ is going to come and destroy all of these evil nations, and we're going to have peace forever. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Two world powers are fighting for the Mediterranean Sea. Your Bible has a lot to say about this earth-shaking clash. You can know which side will prevail. Your Bible focuses on four main sectors of the world in this end time. The modern descendants of ancient Israel, a German-led Europe, radical Islam led by Iran, and the Far East. When Russia and China are rivals, the rest of the world can breathe easy. But in recent years, these two Far East powers have strengthened ties. Russia and China are becoming close allies, boldly defying the wishes of the West. Request our free booklet, Russia and China in Prophecy, to understand God's perspective on the Far East. Prove the biblical identity of the modern Asian nations. Uncover a secret agreement between Germany and Russia that allows them to conquer their own regions before turning on each other. This has happened before and is happening again right now. Europe is terrified of a strong partnership between Russia and China. Your Bible says a European superpower will soon preemptively strike these kings of the East. Request Russia and China in Prophecy to comprehend China's miraculous rise to prominence in recent years. Learn how nations such as India and Japan fit into the biblically foretold alliance of the kings of the East. Bible prophecy gives us a remarkable, penetrating preview of Asia's future and how the Far East will soon impact every person on the planet. Also request Gerald Flurry's free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans. Practically overnight, Germany rose from the ashes of World War II and now dominates Europe. Shamefully, Germany's main benefactor was also its arch rival in World War II, the United States of America. how quickly we forget our own history. Thanks to America, Germany has already conquered the Balkans, the first outposts of its next war-making empire. We ought to hear the sirens of World War III, but instead, the world has learned to trust Germany. Your Bible says this is a fatal mistake. Also request the Holy Roman Empire in prophecy and why Germany conquered Cyprus. Expose Germany's hidden military ambitions and its millenniums-long history of starting wars. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Russia and China in prophecy, Germany's conquest of the Balkans, the Holy Roman Empire in prophecy, and why Germany conquered Cyprus. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Russia and China in prophecy, Germany's conquest of the Balkans, the Holy Roman Empire in prophecy, and why Germany conquered Cyprus. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Russia and China in prophecy, Germany's conquest of the Balkans, the Holy Roman Empire in prophecy, and why Germany conquered Cyprus. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.